Senior 1 listening test, March 2012. Part 1. True or false? Listen to the speaker and answer true or false. Write the complete word, true and false. The thing I'm concerned about at the moment is the change in the ways parents buy toys for their children. Take, for example, my friend Lisa. She has a younger brother, Craig. He's 15 years old, and I'm afraid he's becoming unfriendly. You see, Lisa's parents gifted Craig a new computer and a new PSP. Years ago, I would see Craig playing basketball, he was learning judo, and he went out on his bike with his friends. He looked happy, fun-loving boy. Now, I see him spending hours every day in front of a screen, in a virtual world, playing virtual games, usually violent ones, and he becomes really angry if you tell him to stop. Research shows that today, 40% of family homes have computers, so there's plenty of opportunity for very young children to start using them. And by the age of 7, they have developed an interest in video games. And as they become teenagers, they become addicts, playing at least 30 hours a week. This research shows that this figure is worrying because children may become so addicted that they stop doing homework, start missing school, and even become obese. So this kind of change is pretty at the downside. Statement 1. Lisa is becoming unfriendly because her parents gave her a computer. Number 2. Today, research shows that 40% of family homes have computers, so there is plenty of opportunity for children to play with them. Number 3. The speaker is concerned on the change in the ways parents give gifts to their children. Number 4. This kind of change is a good thing. And number 5. With computers, children nowadays stop playing outside games and just sit down and play virtual games.
Part 1. Listen again. Listen to the speaker and answer true or false. Remember to write the whole word, true or false. The thing I'm concerned about at the moment is the change in the way parents buy toys for their children. Take, for example, my friend, Lisa. She has a younger brother, Craig. He's 15 years old, and I'm afraid he's becoming unfriendly. You see, Lisa's parents gifted Craig a new computer and a new PSP. Years ago, I would see Craig playing basketball, learning judo, and going out on his bike with his friends.